Ongoing work is being done to monitor and control a number of viruses that threaten the lives of millions of livestock worldwide. As food production increases to feed a growing population, the need to protect livestock becomes more and more vital. Ovine rinderpest, also known as peste du petit ruminant, PPR for short, is a menacing disease for pastoralists. It's often referred to as a goat plague because it's a highly contagious virus affecting small ruminants like sheep and goats. And it's a disease that has severe implications on the livelihoods of farmers and overall global food security. From the 31st of March to the 2nd of April 2015, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and the OIE, which is the World Organization for Animal Health, are joining forces in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire, to discuss the issues around PPR. For more insight, Dr. Juan Lubroth, FAO's Chief Veterinary Officer, joins me in studio. Dr. Lubroth, thank you for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
First off, there are a number of transboundary and emerging animal diseases requiring attention right now in different parts of the world. Avian flu, foot and mouth disease, African swine fever, to name a few. Why is PPR being made a priority?
Well, we see with peste du petit ruminant, or PPR, several continents are affected by this disease. And we do see that sheep and goats, or goats at least, are often referred to as the poor person's cow. So if you are a poor farmer or in poor communities, the role of sheep and goats is very, very important. And with PPR, if we were able to eliminate this threat of a quality product that provides excellent nutrition, vitamins, micronutrients, quality protein to complement crop-based diets, that would be very, very important.
How would you describe the prevalence and reach of PPR, of the disease?
Currently, around 70 countries around the world have reported the disease in the last couple of years, affecting almost all of Africa, Middle East, and large swaths of South Asia, Central Asia, as well as China.
And both organizations have joined forces once before in a campaign to eradicate rinderpest, the cattle plague. Were there any lessons learned from the cattle plague that may serve in this new campaign?
We have coordinated activities with the World Organization for Animal Health, the OIE, on several issues, with the successful eradication of rinderpest in 2011, just being one of them. That said, there are some similarities with rinderpest and peste du petit ruminant. First of all, the viruses belong to the same family. Some of the tools that were developed for rinderpest have actually been adapted to be used for peste du petit ruminant. Other aspects of the rinderpest campaign were regional networks that became so important to implement the strategy. Well, the same will be done for peste du petit ruminant. So certainly there are a lot of lessons that could be learned from that. One of the lessons of rinderpest were that we did not have the financial resources to be able to do a faster job among the countries or the continents affected. At the same time, it also was quite difficult to get the financing at the end of the rinderpest campaign because when the problem was gone, it was off the radar screen for several countries or even clusters of countries or regions. We want to avoid some of those lessons and be able to get the financial resources available now, during, and in the post-PPR campaign to ensure that the world is free from PPR.
And at the conference, FAO and the OIE are expected to launch a global initiative to eradicate PPR by 2030. What will the strategy be to eradicate the virus?
The global strategy for the control and eradication of PPR has basically three components. The first one is focused on PPR, sheep and goats, the vaccine, understanding the value chains to be able to target the approach. The second component is looking at strengthening the veterinary services. And the third component looks at other priority diseases that would be important for a country or a region that could be tackled together with PPR. So we are using PPR as the entry point, but it is possible that a country or a region has other priorities, and we want to address those so that we can do two things at the same time.